This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, Disney nerds.
Hey guys, how's it going?
How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Tuesday Night Live. Welcome. Come on in. We appreciate you being here.
Yep. As you show up, go ahead and post where you're from as we get everybody ready and we start sharing the show.
So tell us where you're watching from, please. Drop it in the comments. We appreciate it. Hey, Lily from Michigan. I would say Lily heard us say that, but Lily, I think, always tells us hello from Michigan anyway, which is good. I like to know where people, I think it's cool to know where people are watching from. So,
If we had the Voices of Liberty, we could start singing the states as they come in.
Absolutely. How about Tennessee? I think that's my favorite state now.
Okay.
Cause Tennessee football beat Alabama.
Ah, there you go. Till next week.
Well, they beat them though. They're one loss. They undefeated, and Tennessee beat LSU the week before. Mm-hmm. So now I feel better about losing to Tennessee because now they beat Alabama too, which was the number one team in the country. Hey, Nicole, Bill Stagg, who day? Cause they beat the Saints. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was at a Saints game or a Bengals game. Because of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, so many people showed up wearing Joe Burrow jerseys and Ja'Marr Chase jerseys. Sure. It was almost like a home game for them. Hey, Scott. Yes, Scott is friends with Sam and his family. Awesome. He's going to be at the Splitsville meet.
Awesome. Very cool. Can't wait to meet you.
That'll be here before you know it. Very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Morgan still hasn't gotten her camera together. So we're going to go ahead and roll the intro and get the show shared out. So if you guys could do the same and share the show out, we got a great show. I don't know if you guys read the title, but tonight we get Potty Mouth. So a couple weeks ago on the Disney Nerds Podcast audio show, we talked about all the bathrooms in Magic Kingdom and Epcot. So now we want to cover the bathrooms in Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, and we'll probably even talk about a few in Disney Springs. It's a great topic. I think it is useful information.
Very useful.
And it's kind of funny to talk about. But it also is useful information. Sometimes it is a good idea because
it could ruin your day.
Oh yeah, it could not. Yeah, it could be a good experience or a bad experience depending on what bathroom you end up in. And some are just better than others. So we'll go through those and talk about those. We appreciate you guys joining. Sit tight. We're going to do our little 2-minute intro and share the show out. If you guys could do the same and share the show as well, we truly appreciate it. And we'll see you guys back here in just about 2 minutes. All right, let's talk potty.
Oh, and before we start, there was a headline this past week about one of the bathrooms at Epcot. A guy reported that he was recorded in there in the bathroom, and he reported to security, and I didn't read any further in the article. But I was like, a guy, I don't get it, but It was the bathroom at Epcot behind the Imagination Pavilion. And again, guys, you're listening to the Disney Nerds, so we are going to be talking about bathrooms. Get ready.
Yeah. I would also, now I'm going to have to go look. What episode's the first? Hey, Mike, how's it going, buddy?
I'm trying. Like, what number do we do the first where we did
the first bathroom? So we already did
454 ish, maybe, or 453, somewhere in there. I'll look in the meanwhile.
So we do want to, we do want to point you to 453. So we do want to point you to our audio podcast, the Disney Nerds Podcast audio podcast, which can be found just about any place audio podcasts can be found. I mean, you know, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Amazon,
Spotify.
Yeah, Amazon, iHeartRadio. So that's episode 453. We covered the two bathrooms. I mean, the bathrooms in the two parks, Magic Kingdom and Epcot.
Just the two. There's only two in two parks.
Which took us about an hour and 10 minutes to do. I mean, it's a lot.
There's a lot of bathrooms in those two parks. Those two parks probably have a lot more than.
And honestly, like, we just, like, went through them. We didn't really, like, I don't feel like we really, like, touched. I mean, not that we're going to touch on, like, oh, yeah, I really love to go to this bathroom.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did. That was the whole point behind it. We got to go to the ones we like as opposed to the ones we know we don't want to go to. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to share today.
Yeah. So that's the biggest thing. It's just kind of, yeah, that one's not really a great one to stop by. Or, yeah, that's a good one. It's kind of out of the way. Usually not busy. The air conditioning's usually good in there.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff we're really looking at.
Nobody knows about it. It's always empty. Or, you know,
oh, the foot traffic. Sure. When you got to go, the foot traffic's no good. You want a quiet bathroom.
Yep. So for everybody keeping track for the audio podcast, this will be show 457 when it does get released this Sunday.
Yeah. Because, you know, the quiet bathroom, you got to take your newspaper in and have something to read.
We're actually, Mandy, we're going to go follow the maps on the Disney website. Morgan's going to help us put that up there. And then if it mentions something about companions, we will be able to bring that up because they are kind of specific as far as how they do that.
Good to have too. I mean, especially if you get young children. You see it all the time and it's fine. You see people, you know, men who have to take their daughter in the men's bathroom but if I had a choice not to take my daughter in the men's bathroom and I had a companion bathroom was an option, obviously that's a much better option. So yeah. There's not a ton of them. I feel like they're doing better with those by putting those in the park than they did at one time.
It's as the place becomes redone, the part of the park gets has a rehab or whatever. Like, yeah. What's the big one over Tangled as the companion one? I think that was the first one. And then they just kept on going.
And then over by Epcot, the one where they did the temporary Starbucks, that building is like the big new bathroom. And there's a companion one there.
Yeah. They're over. They're around.
Italy and in Germany, I believe. So they're getting more and more of those, which, you know, Mandy mentioned she's got two small kids and one special needs.
Sure.
Oh, her son has a friend has a son that has special needs. So that's especially helpful when that's the situation. So, and you know, so that's good to know. Those are good to know where they're at. Right. Morgan, you ready?
I'm pulling it up now. What park are we starting with?
Whatever one you pull up first.
Right. And one of the things we noticed from the first show was that the logic of where the locations are is pretty like exact. Wherever there's transportation, you're going to find a bunch of restrooms where the buses are, the monorails are, Skyliners are. Usually you're going to find the restrooms right away, even before you get inside the park. So where are we going to go? Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom?
Stan said they missed an opportunity in Galaxy's Edge to have some sort of alien looking toilet, like something that, you know, a human wouldn't use.
Nobody can handle.
Yeah, but if you made it too confusing, people wouldn't know.
People would be trying to use it. Yeah. No, yeah. I think he's saying like it wouldn't be like it would just be a prop, right? Like it would just be something funky looking that, you know, an alien would have to. I think they did a good job in Galaxy's Edge to make it look like. The bathrooms at Galaxy Edge are just very industrial looking.
Right.
Like yes. they serve a specific purpose. They're not, they're not.
They're actually like they stood out as far as what they looked like. But let's hold off. We'll get there.
Yeah. So hold on, Stan. We're going to get to those.
Stan just, immediately just Galaxy's Edge. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot more longer walks from bus stops nowadays. And the restroom right outside the park is very, very vital for a lot of people, especially if you're coming from the hotels that morning, the coffees, breakfast, everything piling up, getting ready to go inside the park.
Mandy's correct. Those ones out by the buses and the Skyliner station, that's a great area. And those are brand new.
Sure. Or you drove in and you got stuck waiting to get through the parking lot, waiting to pay to get in there or get past the toll booths. And it just builds and builds.
Yeah. And so, I would tell you that those ones near the Skyliner and the buses are probably like not very foot traffic busy. Most people getting off the buses are walking straight to the park.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Emergencies mostly.
Yeah. You got to go.
And of course, there is also the one basically by guest services.
Okay.
So you got two before you even get to the gate.
That used to be the easy entrance into Hollywood Studios where you had the one security guard.
Correct. Yeah, you used to be able to cross the parking lot and go straight to that wall and walk along it. But you can't do that anymore, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, now you can take the sidewalk out, but
coming in, you got to go. They funnel you through the metal detectors and the.
Sure. They actually, it's kind of like a dead end over there where the bathroom is.
There you go. Lily says the ones by the Skyliner are really nice and not very busy at all. Yeah, those are brand new. So I would imagine that's a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely a trend with this. Anything new is going to be good.
Yeah, they're well, and I think you're right. As they're building new stuff, they're building it better.
Sure.
So they're putting more thought into these things.
Yeah, let's go down Sunset because we're going to talk about. I guess there's not too many
Hollywood Boulevard first.
Okay.
Technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right up there by the service station, you get those. Mm-hmm. Those are usually like on the way out. The only time I've used those.
Yeah, I don't even remember that set.
These always look too busy to me.
They're very busy.
Avoid those.
I do remember. They're like when you come out from the nighttime show. They have that whole alley right back there.
Correct.
Fantastic.
Called the dark room restrooms, but I always called it the ones by the gas station.
Well, the store on the corner next to them is the dark room, the old camera shop. I have had to dry off in there from getting stuck in the rain. Had to run in there and dry off with some.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Cool.
Yeah.
So now what I was going to get to is that none of the bathrooms really in Walt Disney World are bad. There are one or two though, or three perhaps that just aren't great. And this is the first one that my opinion isn't great. I mean, it's great to be there because when you need a bathroom, who cares what it looks like, but this is definitely more utility than it is.
For sure. Care what it looks like when it's not kept well. I'm just saying.
Right. But and you get smells and you get like it's not cleaned up as much. This one kind of grabs it for me at this place. It seems to never be kind of always put together.
Yeah.
Which again, if you got to go, you got to go. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's two more down Sunset. There's the one right by the
little house. The Turn. Yep.
Yeah.
So here's you got your companion and the regular one.
Yep. So right past Beauty and the Beast. And
if you guys don't see, this is actually on Disney's website. So this is how it is when you're going to go on your My Disney app when you're in the parks. This is how
these are. Those are very, the Tower of Terror restaurants are very, very busy. There's always people. There's a lot of traffic right there.
And it's really small entryway into it because you're actually going inside this little
tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah, tunnelish area or like overhang area, and then the doors are inside there. So yeah, definitely traffic.
Because everybody that got scared less has to run to this bathroom.
Yeah. Sure. And when the lines get big down here, big place to go too. Yeah.
That's another thing I would tell you. Bathrooms by thrill attractions, because some people like their nerves get to them, and so they need to go before they get on or after they get off. So that's another killer. These by Rock and Roller Coaster, I would tell you, are a little different because a lot of people don't know they're there.
No.
They're kind of tucked down that little alleyway. The only The only thing I would tell you about these, they seem to always have a lot of people. There's like a wall that goes to them, like a garden wall that kind of goes that whole walkway. And it seems like a place for people to hang out. Why people want to hang out outside the bathroom.
I do. Was that one of the smoking areas maybe at one point?
It could have been. It could have been. That may be true. But for whatever reason, people like to hang out in that little alleyway. There's lots of places I like to hang out in Disney World. Outside the bathroom is not one of them. Even if my wife is in the bathroom, like I'm going to wait away from the bathroom for her. I'm not going to stand outside the door of the bathroom and wait for her.
Right, so right.
I know. I've sat on that wall when I've gotten off the ride and just got like extremely lightheaded and just need to sit down. That's the only reason why I've ever sat
down. There's other walls in front of like right in front of.
Yeah, but when you're lightheaded, you just want to sit the closest spot that you can find and just kind of.
Yeah.
Chill.
Catch yourself.
All right. Yeah. So
moving on. So
was there another one down by Cars? By the Cars thing?
Oh, yep.
That is right. I forgot about that one.
Now that one, I only knew it because I saw the number on Morgan's map. Mm-hmm.
And what's so funny is
so if there you go.
Down there, they're hidden because you've got the two cars here that do their little performances. So
because they're almost always empty.
Yeah.
And then Michael, I think all of the restrooms, men's, women's, and the companions have changing tables. So that's pretty good to know. The plastic koala.
Right. Usually right inside the door.
Usually right inside the door. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. By the mirrors.
We're going back up Sunset.
All right, to Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, we can go to the Animation Courtyard because there's got to be something in there.
Yeah, it's right back there. Yep, behind the store where it used to exit right there. Something exited. Yep. Right there.
That's where you exit the movie from.
Yeah, the Star.
It's kind of like right where the brown is down below. That's where One Man's Dream dumps out. And then straight ahead on the left, there's the restrooms from it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, one weird thing that I found, the water fountain outside this restroom, last couple times I've gotten filled up my water bottle have been exceptionally cold.
Good to know.
I can remember.
Odd fact. There you go.
And there are some water fountains that are horribly warm. And that's a good thing to know. Unfortunately, all the water out of the water fountains tastes horrible. But yeah. I guess being colder doesn't hurt it.
So, Stan, you're gonna have to clarify a little bit. He said you've never been to the Cars or the Rock and Roller Coaster. Mind you, I hardly ever go in that area. Like, do you ever go into that area, or do you never go in that area?
Only when we're talking restrooms do we have to clarify that answer.
Yeah, that's like, show.
Yeah, so maybe you're in the area, you just don't have to go. So you don't go in the area. I don't know.
You know, the word go is now losing all meaning. All right, so we're leaving Animation Courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Next one up.
Both.
So let's go left into over here, and then we're gonna go. Yes.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind the popcorn stand.
Yep.
This one seems
to be busy as well.
Yeah, behind the Frozen sing-along, right, and the popcorn stand.
And for good reason, because you've got the Frozen thing, you've got the commissary right here. So, location-wise, that's why it's busy.
Yep.
But there seems like there's always people waiting out there for whoever's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So, we're just going to keep going down Commissary Lane.
Go to the right a little bit.
Okay.
What's that one right there?
I was going to say, that's on the corner. That's near the coffee shop or across from the coffee shop before you go into Toy Story Land.
Oh, I got it. I know.
That used to be the entrance to Toy Story where the you used to get your fast passes that area.
Yeah. Yes.
Close to it anyway. Which is really, that's a busy one too. Everybody's coming around that corner to get online for the roller coaster. And that's a great place to stop. You're always seeing families hanging out there big time.
Yep.
All right, we going into Toy Story Land, or we?
Yeah, let's go Toy Story Land. We'll come around Galaxy's Edge, then we'll be able to come back to the lake that way.
Okay.
I think there's only one restaurant in Toy Story
Land. I was going to say that too. It's by past the restaurant.
and get the
And it's got great theming. This is, again, one of the hands down best, I think, in Hollywood studios you're going to see, just because of the way they just totally decorate this place.
Yeah.
And inside matches. It's great.
That's good stuff. Put that much thought in the restrooms. That started with the Tangled restroom.
And they do, they have the games out the front. Can anybody remember the name of the games? Because it has to do with the bath. Cooties. That's what it was. Yeah. The cooties. The little grasshoppers you had to like flick or whatever.
They're not grasshoppers. They are cooties.
Cooties, yeah.
Come on, Ed.
So now that was kind of a question as far as only one set of restrooms in Toy Story Land. They're going to be getting a new restaurant, I think, in there toward the other corner where the roller coaster is as you walk in where Woody is. So I'm going to guess they're going to have some restrooms in there too.
Kind of I would think they definitely. Yeah, they'll definitely have to have a restaurant in the restaurant. And if they're smart, they'll make it dual purpose where it serves the restaurant and it's got a different entrance for people from outside, you know.
Yeah, there's always links like that, Michael, which is great. People keep putting those together.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're leaving Toy Story.
Yep, let's get to Galaxy's Edge because can't wait too long to get to the next restroom if you have the family with you.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing with the family.
So there's two in Galaxy's Edge.
So one basically right at this entrance from Toy Story Land.
Yep. And then there's one over by, right there.
Mm-hmm. By the market.
Yep, right by the market.
Right.
It's underneath that like cover.
It's in the mall.
It's not really covered. Yeah.
It's in the mall. It's right past the water fountain where you have the monster from the New Hope. The garbage compactor.
Yep.
And they're pretty well themed. Both of them, I think, are pretty well themed.
This one by the market's really cool because that's the one that's got the fountain, but it's got the water tank that the little guy pops up out of.
Mm-hmm. That's the only time I wait for somebody to go to the bathroom because I want to watch the monster.
That's cool. Okay.
That's the only reason. I'm not waiting for the person. I just want to see the alien come up.
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I think the last time I saw that, they almost had it covered up. The glass part was covered up with like a metal thing. So I don't know if it's a done deal or not. Huh. So if anybody's seen it recently, let us know.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to check in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to leave Galaxy's Edge.
They're so well themed. It's crazy.
Go out this way.
Here we go. This is the best restroom in Hollywood Studios.
Royal
Kim's Flood. Kim's got a good point that it's not just by the one back by Galaxy's Edge. They have a water bottle filling station, which is something new that they're starting to do, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Rather than trying to fill your bottle in a water fountain, they actually have a filling station for your water bottle.
They're doing that with all the newer ones. Is they're adding that water filling station. Which is awesome. I am so happy they're doing that.
So similar to what we were talking about in Toy Story, with the new restaurant, this bathroom right here, has an entrance from the outside, but it also has an entrance from the inside, which is Pizza Rizzo's.
Nice.
So it serves both.
It's huge. It's very huge.
Yeah. Yep.
It has New York theming too. I mean, it's a bathroom, but it does have the theming.
There is one inside of Mama Melrose.
Yeah. But since there's not like an outdoor entrance,
they don't have it listed.
All right. So here's our next one.
This is the first restroom I've seen lines for the men's room.
And we didn't wait. We went and walked through ABC commissary and went to those. So this is a new restroom, though. They just built this not too long ago.
When they redid this whole like kind of intersection, I think, was when they kind of stretched that out a little bit.
Yeah, which is interesting because there's one right on the backside of it.
I mean, it kind of looks like it's the same building if you think about it.
It is, and that's probably why they did it, because it made sense. They kind of just expanded, put a connection onto that same building. So all the plumbing and stuff was already there, so it's probably not a big deal to add it.
Right.
Speaking of companion bathrooms.
And both of them are pretty busy. Regardless of how close they are, this must be the big intersection of the park because always lines.
Yep.
The meet and greet by the top one doesn't help either, I don't think.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it seem more congested.
And then, of course, you've got Backlot Express, Baseline Tap House, Sci-Fi, Commissary. So you've got, like, all these dining establishments right here.
Everybody running off of Star Tours after a really good mission.
Yeah. all those places, though, like Sci-Fi, ABC Commissary, and Baseline, all have a bathroom that they share.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, no, but still, you're right. No, you're right. It's still people, and people don't know where that bathroom is, because if you're in Baseline, you got to know where to go to find that, to get to that bathroom. You got to kind of walk through Sci-Fi a little bit to get to that bathroom.
Yep.
That's a big empty area with nothing. I thought there was one by the corner when you came out of, I guess not.
No. Indy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's it for Hollywood.
Okay. Hope everybody went so we have some time to get to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Well, if not, you can use the one by the bus. All right.
All right.
So the Animal Kingdom opening, going into the park itself, they have... actually, I take that back. I was going to say from the bus stops. I don't think there's anything out there until you get to the... I don't think there's any... We'll have to see. As far as before you get inside the actual park itself.
Yeah, there is.
There has to be, I would imagine.
Yeah. But... right here.
Oh, gotcha. Right. On the right side. Yep. I was always thinking the left side ones we hit all the time on the way in and the way out.
Yeah, those are through... The Oasis ones, are you got to go through the turnstiles to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
The ones on the right side, you do not have to. They're before you get to the turnstiles.
In April, when I did Springtime Surprise, the Run Disney Race, the 5K was in Animal Kingdom. So, like, this was, like, the first stop that people, like, there was a line because that was the first non-porta potty restroom that, you know, that we hit. Because we started in the parking lot.
All right, let's go in.
And we're in. Oh.
Keep going. Just, yep, keep going.
All right. Which way are we going?
We're going to the up right.
Dinoland.
All right. To the, yep.
This is my right.
We're not zoomed in enough, though.
I know.
Because we missed one. Oh, no, we didn't. No, we did. That's the one I'm thinking of. Number two, right there.
Number two.
I was waiting for one of you guys to say that.
I know, right? This is next to the stage where they have entertainers, a little before it there, and across from or near Flame Tree.
And the Isle of Java.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, got the bathroom.
Now, Animal Kingdom bathrooms are pretty well themed, too, for the lands that they are in. They give a lot of credit to these guys. They do a lot with the tile, the colors, everything.
All right, so we're heading into Dino Land.
Not as many as you would think.
Outside of Restaurantosaurus.
Yep, and this one I think is a match. Well, there is a restroom in Restaurantosaurus, so I'm not sure if this one kind of comes out to it also, and they share.
And then Chester and Hester's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for Dinoland.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, they're very plainish, I guess, Dinolandish, because they weren't meant to be anything else. That's the whole point. And here, this is the one that it gets crowded after every show.
Yep.
If you're in the middle of a show. But definitely nice down there. There's always, like, you know, the toy stand down there, the soda.
In between shows, it's probably fairly quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
Or during a show, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Across the bridge. Over to the mountain. I thought there was a bathroom outside of Expedition Everest.
I don't think so. I
guess this is the closest one.
I think that is the closest one, yeah.
Evidently. So over by the ice cream truck.
Yeah. Not a huge place, but definitely a necessity when you get to this point of the park. And very, very, like, close to the path. people hanging out waiting, it, you know,
yep,
does get kind of congested there.
All right. And I know there's one, obviously, in Yak and Yeti.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I would say there's probably going to be, yep, I was down there by the fountain. The really coolest fountain is down by this set of restrooms right before the water ride, where it has a type of, it creates a bubble effect that you have to put your hand through it to kind of bust the bubble. It's crazy fun.
Wait, what?
There's a fountain down by these restrooms.
I didn't know that.
On the left side, that it kind of makes the way the water comes out, it kind of just makes it like a bubble looking thing. So that when you put your hand through it, it's really cool. It had nothing to do with the bathroom. It's just outside of it, but it's a cool water thing.
We're going to check out some weird things in a couple weeks. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, you got to show me this.
I know. We're going to get to Animal Kingdom and be like, okay, show us the water fountain.
Yeah, we need the water bubble that I got to stick my hand through.
Yeah.
Sam mentioned this as well. And the other thing is... go back up to Stan Solo's comment. So Sam mentioned this when we talked about it. He couldn't make it tonight because he's traveling to work, but they do open outwards and they have locks on them. And apparently the reason for that is because when they built it, Florida had a law that if it was like some type of zoo, that's the way it had to be. So if there was like some type of animal escape, you could close the door and lock it. And an animal couldn't the animals can't push it open because they open to the outside.
Interesting.
Okay. So I guess the idea is
it had to be something. Are the stalls built to the floor? Maybe that's the difference, because I don't get it. All doors in the bathrooms have locks.
Well, but these doors open out. Most doors open in.
That I can understand being the difference.
I don't think most of the doors, the actual outside door to the bathroom, has a lock.
Yeah,
I don't think most of those have that.
Okay, well, fair enough, because they don't want people locking a door.
Sure.
Because there was some type of law,
because they wanted a place where if animals got loose, if a lion got loose, you could lock yourself into the bathroom.
We have to take a look at that one, because it seems so unsafe to be able to lock a door on the bathroom.
In the bathroom. I know.
But I can understand it more so if the stalls went to the floor, because, hey, if the animal got in, they're going to get under the stalls. That's not their safety in locking your door there.
Can we talk about Bucky's bathrooms?
Yes, we have. Bucky's is a rest stop on all through the South, I think it is, and it's kind of starting to work its way up 95.
Yeah, they started in Texas, mm-hmm. And we don't have one in Louisiana yet, but there's one, you know, one of our favorite places to go is like toward the beach, which would be in Alabama, and they built one right there, right where we exit, and it's fantastic, but there is the bathrooms there are incredible. They're better than Disney bathrooms, and one of the things is the stalls, the walls go all the way up and down so that you're kind of in your own room.
A little bit more privacy.
There's more privacy. Yeah. So it's amazing.
Yeah. Put it this way. I drove to Atlanta last weekend to see some family. And I actually looked, because I knew that they built some Bucky's in Georgia. I looked online before we went to see if we were going to pass by a Bucky's.
Check it out. Sure. Got to check now. So much good stuff in there. The food's awesome, and the prices aren't too out of control.
Kim said that's some Jurassic Park shit.
Yep. Like when I come down in a couple weeks, you know, I always stop at the Daytona Beach Bucky's, and my friend gives me an order that I have to fulfill for her.
Sure.
Do you, Stan Solo, do you trust that a lion can't pull a door open? Because I do not.
If raptors can open a door in Jurassic
Park, my cat can definitely pull a door open. If it's not like my cat escapes all the time. If my front door doesn't close all the way, doesn't latch all the way, he definitely gets his paw in there and pulls it open.
If it's one of those like latch that they can like kind of paw, I could see like a lion being able to.
They got a lock.
Do it, because like my cats are the same way. Like, if it's not like a knob and it's...
I don't see the lions getting out. I always see the monkeys getting out of the zoo running around.
No, so that's just Jimmy.
Depends what you're saving yourself from.
Good one, Bill.
All right.
Disney Springs?
On to the next one. Nope, we're still in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, we got still have a little ways to go. We have lots. My bad.
So we got one by Mr. Kamal.
That's an Animal Kingdom day for Jimmy right there. Three, four hours in the morning and out of there. Not even time.
I saw Finding Nemo. Let's go.
And, you know, I like this trip in November, I'll probably spend more time there. But when I go there, there's look the summer, at bathrooms. It's so goddamn hot in that place. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is so hot in Animal Kingdom.
From a previous podcast that we did where we talked about all the quick service in Animal Kingdom, and we found all the alcoholic drinks in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we know where all the bathrooms are.
Yeah, maybe I can tell. You know what? You know the other thing that bothers me about Animal Kingdom in the summer is that even the places you can go indoors in Animal Kingdom are still not that. Like when you're hot in Magic Kingdom and you go into one of the stores, it's like cool. Like you get a minute to cool off. It's hot in Animal Kingdom and you go into one of the stores, it's just like a little less hot.
Yeah, because they keep the doors open.
Well, sure.
So they do in Magic Kingdom too, but for whatever reason, they keep it much cooler.
The bigger stores are a lot nicer or a lot cooler. It's the smaller stores that they have all over the place that are just aren't big enough to keep themselves cool. So they're more like little huts type of things.
And you know? Animal Kingdom is smaller stores. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Okay, let's keep on going. I don't think we're going to get to Disney Springs. We still have a lot to go.
I don't like being hot. And I've seen Ed sweat in the summer. I know he doesn't like it either.
Yeah. Nope. So now we went from like seeing like no restrooms over Animal Kingdom till we get to Africa, and we're going to see three sets right away.
Yeah, there's bathrooms everywhere. Apparently, Africans use the restroom more than Indians.
And the couple sets here, and the middle set is the one where the stage is kind of where the performers are at, and that one is usually out of control, crazy, and not that great. The one back around that corner though. I think it's near where the is it where that restaurants are?
Yeah, Tusker House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a lot less. And even on the other side, I thought where the little set of little mall restaurants are, or whatever, the storefront ones. I thought there was one over there. Yeah,
I thought so too.
George, if you go a whole day in Disney parks and depends.
I don't want to know.
I'll buy your drinks, dude. I will buy your drinks, and we'll have you on the show, and you can tell us about your experience.
Okay, you could have said that to anybody else, and they wouldn't take you seriously, but you said that to George.
Yeah, Lily brings up a great point, because everybody has stories about Disney World. Everybody also has a bathroom story about Disney World. In the show we did the last time about Epcot, I had the big one about my kid in the bathroom down at Soarin'. Everybody had, and that we always, that's his bathroom now. It's Quinn's place. So yeah, it happens, and it's a shame, and it's embarrassing a little bit, but hopefully it passes. Laugh about it.
Quinn's in his 20s and hasn't lived that down. poor guy.
We all talk about it.
I don't want a bathroom named after me. I'm just saying.
Yep. Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. So now this one's a really good place because it's in the middle of nowhere. This is the big trail between Pandora and Africa, which once you get out of Africa, it kind of looks like you're in the middle. Like there's nothing going on there, which is great. But that's there. That does never seem to be crowded either. Whenever we're passing by and anybody has to use it.
Not terribly. No. Scott's got a good point. There is a bath. There are bathrooms over by Rafiki's Planet Watch. That is not a solution if you're in Africa and you need to use the bathroom.
That's the trail for. They might not list them, but you're right. They are in there.
There it is.
Do not hold it.
Do not hold it till you get there. No.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to the restroom before you go wait for the train.
Good call, Scott.
Do not hold it.
It is a good idea to use the restroom there before you wait for the train to come back, though.
Agreed.
Those are actually nice bathrooms, too, at Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Sure. I think it's the whole building.
And they're indoors.
That whole building, it's very nice. Yeah.
All right. So let's head over to Pandora.
Not good bathrooms here.
It does get pretty nasty over there. It's the only set.
It's the only set.
They're next to a restaurant.
They're right there.
To the right.
Yeah, in that building, but it's not listed because I guess they're technically the restaurants for the restaurant.
Oh, well, hang on. Pull out again because I just saw it.
No, it's over here.
So that's the restaurant, and then there's one up the top corner too, the top bottom left, I guess it would be on this map, which is by the River Watch, right? Or on that pathway near where the river thing is?
That's the one she's showing you. That's coming from number two. That one right there is coming from...
My bad. Yeah, you're right.
From like Pizza Fari.
Yeah.
The other ones at the top, next to Satuli Canteen, which are terrible because they're always like slam-packed.
Yes.
Right. They're right next to the restaurant. But you go outside, so it's a little odd that they don't have it numbered because... They're underneath that cover, and they're connected to Satuli Canteen, but you do go outside.
Which is odd because, yeah, exactly. It's a building on its own.
Yeah, it is a building on its own. So I don't know why they don't have that one really listed there.
But they are there, so if you guys didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend them.
But one star, gotta go.
One star would not recommend.
That's his Yelp review.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're not that huge in this land either. Even the ones up top there that are listed, it's not really a huge, huge set of restrooms.
Scott, I agree. Conservation Station, probably the best AC in Animal Kingdom. That building is comfortable and cool. You can walk around there. It's great.
Yeah, they got to do something with that. I mean, the only thing they got going for it right now is you get to draw the Disney characters, which is great. It doesn't seem Animal Kingdom-ish, though.
This is a great comment, George. I hate when there's 11 stalls, 9 empty, and someone uses the stall next to you. Seriously. Yeah, I agree. Happens to me every time. Like, really, you had to pick the one right next to me. I agree. So if you're watching and you're wondering bathroom etiquette, you want a one-stall spacer if possible.
So not only do we learn where the bathrooms are, we're also
bathroom learning. Etiquette.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's Animal Kingdom, basically. I think we've done it.
Stan, I'm surprised we haven't crashed Disney's site clicking on all the bathrooms. Like, it doesn't take much to crash Disney's site. I'm surprised we hadn't got a stitch saying someone ate the page.
Yeah. Disney's website in the last 3-4 years has been great. You can't really fault them.
No, it's been
bad. Back in the day, it was horrible.
It was bad. Yeah, I agree.
But let's go to Disney Springs real quick. We have a couple minutes left for tonight. There's a couple main sets, and there's a bunch of little ones all around. Got to figure every restaurant's going to have their own can. And every bus stop's probably going to have one close to it when you get down the escalator. Or parking garages, I'm saying.
All right. We'll start over here. Of course, got the Cirque restrooms. Got really quiet all of a sudden. No jokes, I guess.
It's Disney Springs.
Yeah. And then the ones by Starbucks, which
the women's is on the back side of it.
Yeah.
The men's is on the, yeah.
So, like, I think a lot of women, like, don't realize that this one's here because it's on the back.
Yep, by the water.
Yep. So us ladies, we get a nice little water view before we walk into the bathroom. So right. Help you go.
Helps you go when you go.
Yeah. And then over by the Coca-Cola store, the firehouse restrooms.
So the one by the Coke, that one is like really across from Chicken Guy.
When you come out from... Before you go into the mall place, too.
Correct.
Over area.
Correct.
To the right.
Yeah, I've used that restroom many times.
I've
changed shirts in that restaurant because I went and bought like a sweater or something at Columbia. And when we were watching football at Splitsville, and it got chilly.
And, of course, nothing under the covered area. And then you've got this one here, which, again, is kind of like because it's – the entrance is more towards like where the buses are. A lot of people don't notice this one.
Yeah, that one you used to walk through to get places to exit, but now they move the buses further down. So you don't really use that one anymore. That alleyway doesn't really get used a lot.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's a good one. And then over by the Deluxe Burger and the Ticket Center.
Yeah.
Got Zara. One. Zara's this huge clothing store here.
Love how they name them.
Yeah.
And then the next one will be back. Well, I don't know. I've never seen that one.
Got the one by Uniqlo. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Kim loves that store.
This was a cute t-shirts. That's what I hear.
Another one.
This one's right underneath, like on the ground floor of the garage.
The garage.
Like underneath the escalators.
And then there's that one that's right behind World of Disney.
It's been there forever. Yeah,
that's a big, big, busy one.
Yeah, that one's busy. There's one right by the boathouse and the that's the one I'm thinking of right there, right by the gelato place. Yeah.
The Mouse House restrooms.
Jocks.
There you go.
And again, they have all the restaurants have them inside.
It's not that hard to find restrooms here just because there's so many restaurants and bars. Yeah. So it's like,
Okay.
And then there's one on the other side of World of Disney by the toys, by Once Upon a Toy. Yeah, the Trendy. There you go.
Yeah. Which
I thought. Yeah, right behind.
I thought it used to be this building. I could be wrong.
Let me see.
I'm trying to think. This is the only place that I've been to Disney Springs, I think. I'm always in the restaurants or not. This place down by the old Wolfgang Puck's place.
This is not the one I'm thinking of.
The Christmas store is on the left of that, right?
Yeah, go back down. Yep. Go around.
Do the hokey.
Yeah, that's right. Because if you leave, yeah, that's right where it is.
Yeah. So I'm saying, I feel like there all used to be some here. I could be wrong, but I feel like there used to be some here too.
Maybe. I never come from the Christmas store. I always come from Dockside Margarita.
Give me a bell. And it's true. The music does play through there all year long.
Oh my God. Yes, this is the worst bathroom. So I used to work here. Bad bathroom.
Oh, you know what? I just thought about that because the bad bathroom in Animal Kingdom, we didn't have a chance to talk about. So somehow we did miss it. Just in case anybody knows about it, and maybe we did talk about it, it was by the Starbucks and the first aid station. There's a restroom there on your way into Africa. So FYI, that is the worst bathroom in Animal Kingdom. We'll remind you. Yeah.
And then you got the Christmas store one and the one behind Wonderful World of Memories.
The arts, yeah. You know.
Sweet.
And that's it.
Good to know.
Well,
the more you know.
You gotta go.
So the bathrooms at Walt Disney World are there because we need to use bathrooms every so often, but it's really cool how they definitely take advantage of making them a little bit more than normal.
Sure. It's very true. When you gotta go, it's better to have your go be enjoyable.
Yep. So what do you guys think? Do we miss anything big? Is there any good stories that you have from the bathrooms?
I don't know.
Is it worth throwing a roll in your knapsack to take with you, or you think it's okay? The bathroom, they have pretty good stock.
The toilet paper is terrible.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But yeah, I don't want to be too nerdy.
I mean, I'm the one that kind of turned you on to bringing your own, ordering your own paper when you go to the hotels. I order toilet paper with my grocery delivery because the toilet paper in the hotels are so terrible. Oh, there's Kim. Bad. It's just bad.
Yeah, it is. But it's a matter of economics, I'm sure, for the park. That's something they save a couple of dollars on.
Oh, for sure. And they just need something that's going to serve its purpose.
Sure. Matches schools, hospitals, and parks. Put them all in the same category.
Yeah.
So it makes him appreciate his TP when even more when he gets home. Nope, bring it with you, man. Bring it with you. Put it confetti paper. Put it with your grocery order and have it delivered to your room. I do that. I said, me and Ed were going over a grocery list of what we're going to order. I'm like, you got to get toilet paper. And he goes, what?
Makes a lot of sense.
That's he goes, what? Toilet sense. Paper. And then after, he's like, oh, man, that was the best thing. That's the best thing you ever could have told me. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good ways to keep yourself clean down there.
For sure.
Definitely get your, hand sanitizer ready every time you're in and out. You can wash your hands, and there's so many different ways they have that with the soap and the pack towels and the automatic towels and the pull towels and such like that. You can't be guaranteed it's going to be all clean.
And I do like the fact that most of them, the doors are open to where once you kind of wash your hands, dry them at a blow dryer, you don't really have to touch anything on the way out. So that's good. Got to keep sanitizer and that stuff with you just to be extra safe.
Oh, yeah. Or Jimmy just uses mine or Kim's.
Or I just use yours.
True. Yeah.
Or have friends that bring friends or relatives that bring that stuff with them.
Okay, guys. Well, I gotta go. So I think we'll be done for tonight.
By the way, Stan, I'll have Ed 3D print you a toilet paper holder that you can wear on your belt. You could just wear it around your belt or around your neck, either way. And Ed can 3D print you something for sure. Like a toilet paper dispenser that you could wear around you and walk through the parks.
We all have cargo shorts. There's always a pocket that's empty. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, guys, it's been a little over an hour. Thank you guys for joining us this Tuesday. We're all glad to see you. Next Tuesday, man, we only got two Tuesdays left.
I think so.
Before I go, you guys will have one more, Ed, because you don't get there till Wednesday. So
I guess you guys will get stuck with me one Tuesday more.
Yeah.
And we're gonna definitely do.
Me and Morgan might try and figure out a way. Oh, you know what? I'll be at the Christmas party on Tuesday the 8th.
That might work out. We could start our show and then you could probably live stream in with us.
Yeah. We could definitely try and plan on that. That'd be great. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining. We'll see you next Tuesday night.
Bye-bye,
live
everybody.
Live on the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, YouTube, and on Twitter. See you guys later. Talk to you soon. Kwaharini.
Gungaloosh.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in